And good morning once again, everyone. It is 9:06, Friday morning, August the 23rd of 2024. Hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up here in just a little bit at 9:20, we'll be joined by Paul Miklik talking about Wisconsin sports. The Brewers, after a six-game win streak, have dropped a couple in a row, but still in good shape, as I am good shape to win my pizza bet against Paul Miklik, as I'm sure I will remind him coming up in just a few minutes. So we'll talk about the Brewers. The Packers, last Sunday night, I didn't really talk much about that, but there was some time that I watched it. Not the entirety of the game, because that was just too ugly. And it was another reminder why I've gone some years without watching any preseason football, but I've watched a little bit this year, both the game against Cleveland and the game against Denver. Boy, just not good stuff. So we'll talk about the Pack as they have one more preseason game before they kick off their season down in Brazil against the Philadelphia Eagles. And, of course, high school football getting underway as well. So we'll talk to Paul Miklik, Wisconsin Sports, 9:20 coming up here in just a few minutes. Also going to talk more here about the political scene at the conclusion of the Democratic National Convention here in just a moment, and give some thoughts on Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I say that like Elaine Bennis did in one of the episodes of Seinfeld for not Robert, but John F. Kennedy Jr. I know probably half of you or three quarters or 90% of you are wondering what I'm talking about. We're going to talk about RFK Jr. a little bit here in just a moment. But before we go any further, say hello to our new person behind the board and behind the microphone and leaning back so very comfortably on this Friday morning, Aiden Bennett, our intern. Aiden, good morning.
Good morning.
We are coming down the stretch of the summer months, heading towards Labor Day weekend, school starting again, and as folks who have been tuned in realize, you are getting set for your senior year at Marathon High School. So
yeah,
the days are
excited.
The days are ticking down. The sand is going down out of the hourglass.
I'm so excited.
I know. You've been saying that earlier this week as well.
I am not shaking my head when saying this. I'm so excited.
You are the master of sarcasm over there, aren't
yes,
you?
I am.
But do you have any? Are you going to do anything interesting in the next week and a half before school starts? Or are you just going to be hanging around? Because I know that we were talking about you've got around a little bit more than I have already in your young life, so it's any plans, anything interesting coming up either this weekend or even next weekend with the holiday?
Not really. I have something planned my senior summer. That's pretty much all I'm looking forward to. I'm planning on going to Japan with my friend. Actually, yes, I do have the plan to talk with his mom about it, so we can plan everything.
That's a good idea. That really is. And when you go to Japan, how do you have any idea how long you're going to be out there? Do you plan that?
3 weeks.
Oh, wow. And do you plan on hitting up pretty much up and down the country? Or
it depends how much money I have.
That is a big factor.
I think I have the money, but I don't know if he does. But my plan was 2 weeks in Japan and then a week in Europe.
Wow. Very good. Fantastic. I hope that that comes and you're able to raise that money and be able to do it.
You know, you have to make sure they commit, because some people just don't commit. He'll commit.
There you go.
You have to find other people.
Well, very good. I'm glad to have you back over there. We got you for another week, so we're gonna enjoy the rest of August, and really appreciate you being over there. And
I appreciate being here.
Pushing the right buttons here for me. Make sure I'm on the air.
Okay.
And if you want to,
do my best.
There you go. And if you want to hear Aiden's voice, you can call him up because we do have the phone lines open, either to call or text. Again, we would love to hear your thoughts on what's going on with the end of the Democratic National Convention or anything else that you are keeping an eye on. So again, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to join us, either call or text. And again, you can also go to the Civic Media app and the Bow Falls Radio part of the app and call or text us as well. But I wanted to mention just for a couple of minutes here, because last night came into my mind, and well, over the last day or so, there's been some news coming out that perhaps Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is running as an independent for President of the United States, is considering suspending his campaign and throwing his support behind former President Donald Trump. And in fact, RFK Jr. is speaking in Arizona today, and I don't know if it's by coincidence or not, Donald Trump is also going to be in Arizona, so the thought is maybe they will be getting together and having a joint appearance where RFK Jr. decides to end his campaign and throw his support to a Donald Trump in November. And watching last night, the speech that was given, the Democratic nominee by Kamala Harris. And right as the speech ended, I don't tend to put a lot of the political thoughts that go into my head onto social media right away, because that can cause trouble. Because if you start, you know, it's always best to kind of step back and think before you put stuff out there, because you could get yourself into a little bit of trouble. But this after the speech ended, my first thought was, how can Robert F. Kennedy, who is a member of the Kennedy family, John F. Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, his father, Ted Kennedy, Caroline Kennedy Schlossberg, other younger Kennedys who have served in Congress and in other roles in government, their foundation has been with the Democratic Party. Their foundation has been fighting the policies that are pushed through by Donald Trump. And the idea that Robert F. Kennedy, who has a record of doing some good during his career when it comes to the environment, that and this is what I posted. I said, if Robert F. Kennedy Jr. watched the speech of the Democratic nominee and the Republican nominee last month and endorses Donald J. Trump tomorrow, which is today, as has been speculated, he is truly the dumbest man in America. And that was my thought. And again, it was maybe a bit of a quick, you know, typing in and posting. But my thought was, if you listen to the rambling speech that went 100 minutes, whatever it was, with Donald Trump in Milwaukee about a month ago, and then you look at, as I talked with Ian in the first hour, the streamlined speech that we saw last night. It wasn't a case where people are probably looking at their watch saying, when is this going to end? It was very straightforward. It was very, I think, topical in terms of the life that Kamala Harris has led, also touching on the issues that are important to the American voter. And again, got up there, made the speech, got down. So it was, I thought, a very, very impressive speech. And then you go back and you think about what Donald Trump did a month ago. After starting off, I think, strongly talking about the assassination attempt, then he sort of went off the rails. He just started babbling. He just started, you know, it was like he wasn't reading a speech. He was just going whatever is popping into his mind. And there were folks in that audience that were looking at their watch saying, okay, we got it. We understand it. End it now. And he just kept going and going and going and not really saying much of anything. It was just, again, just thoughts from the mind of Donald J. Trump. But then you think about it. Again, I don't, if folks have a political philosophy that is right-wing, conservative, I understand that the Republican Party is a more conservative party, and Donald Trump, for better or worse, is the nominee of the Republican Party. Yes. Support Donald Trump. I think that it's the wrong move. I think that in terms of democracy, it's the wrong move, but I can understand it. The thing about Robert F. Kennedy that I don't understand is why. The one issue that he would be in alignment with Donald Trump is the vaccine issue. I understand that. I understand that Robert F. Kennedy has fallen himself into a rather, what you call it, a wormhole of vaccine doubts. And I think some of the information he's put out there has been proven to be false. And but yet he is still somebody that is thinks that that's an issue that needs to be taken care of quickly. And I think he feels as though Donald Trump was more aligned with him on that one issue. But everything else, he has been shading his thoughts. Maybe he is more conservative than previous members of his family. Maybe he's much more conservative than his father was during the 1960s. Who knows? I don't know. But the idea that after what we've seen over the past month, both convention speeches and the way that the Democratic Party has come behind Kamala Harris, that it's put into a position where I think that Kamala Harris is the one that is going at a higher speed. If this was a race, she has been able to get behind Donald Trump and slingshot into the lead at this point. That doesn't mean that she's going to get to the finish line first and win the election, not by any point, but it seems like, to use another metaphor, the horse to be on, if you're Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is not to be Donald Trump. So, again, I just feel like this is really an odd time to do it, right after the Democratic National Convention, after a very good week for the Democrats, and a guy that originally started the 2024 campaign running as a Democrat. He started his campaign in the Democratic primaries, but he changed before the first votes were cast because he saw no path forward in the Democratic Party. He wanted to be on the ballot in November. So he changed to an independent to say that I'm not going to run in the Democratic primaries, I'm just going to run as an independent. But in the end, the idea now of him putting all his chips into the middle of the table and saying, I'm going to be with Donald Trump, just seems to be a very, very head-scratcher of a move by RFK Jr., should he do it. There are some reports that his wife, the actress Cheryl Hines, who has played the wife Cheryl on Curb Your Enthusiasm for so many years, that Cheryl Hines is not behind this thought and that she is fighting to change her husband's mind and to make sure that he does not put in with Donald Trump today in Arizona. So it'll be a very interesting day. It's going to be very interesting to see whether or not RFK Jr. ultimately decides that, yep, I'm going all in with Donald J. Trump. Coming up, we're going to have a discussion on Wisconsin sports. Again, Fridays, we're getting ready for the weekend, and we're going to turn our attention to sports with Paul Micklegg coming up. I'm Chad Holmes, the Friday edition of the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is Friday, so that means it's time to get ready for the weekend. It's always good to talk some sports as we head towards the weekend. And joining us is the Newman Catholic High School head football coach, Paul Micklegg, wearing the Cardinal red. Everybody's wearing red but me. Got Ian wearing red. Aiden's wearing red. Everybody's wearing red but me because I'm wearing
your West shirt
because I'm wearing the blue tonight.
You got the blue on tonight.
I'm wearing the blue. So
that's actually, wouldn't that be technically called navy?
It could well be.
Isn't it? That's navy blue.
I don't know. That's one. That's a good. I'm going to spend.
That's navy blue.
I'm going to spend my bus ride up to Superior researching that to make sure to find out. Make sure if it's navy blue or just blue. But it's blue.
You do look good in that navy blue, and you look good in that red. So you got everything covered.
It's a nice. It's at the start of the year. It's always nice to be able to wear just a short sleeve shirt. Because by the time we get to later in the year, we're going to be bundled up.
Yeah, it's going to be warm.
It's always interesting about high school football is we always start off, with the warm weather. It's always summertime yet in August, but by the time we get to week 8-9 playoffs, and by that point, we're in the midst of cold weather. It's like the turn of the seasons is high school football time.
Have we gotten a little... lucky, actually. Isn't it better? My nephew had a game last week already in Georgia. And,
wow.
And they had, it's a little warmer down there. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at temperatures. It's not even first alert here, at least the channel, until 95.
First alert.
That's I'm going off first of him. He said it's got to be 95. And it really, it's only, during the day, it's going to be 86 or 88 for the high the next 3 days. And don't get me wrong, it is hot. I'm not.
There's going to be some humidity, though, in there.
And there's going to be the humidity that's going to kill. But that's what hurts it. But it is also going to be nighttime in this situation there. So it should be down a little bit.
Yeah.
And you're going up to Superior.
Exactly. It'll be beautiful. It really will be. And it was beautiful last night for the action that got underway. I wanted to ask you again, last night we had Everest in action, some other teams from the area. Is it hard for you, not having a game this week and seeing other teams? Or is it just now that because you guys started practice week, you're just in the same grind that you would be that you've had for the last 23 years?
Yeah, it's a new normal. It's just like anything. It's just the new normal, and a lot of things going on. The one thing is the earlier those games are. Sometimes they get lost too.
I think you're right.
Personally, I just the school hasn't started yet. Obviously we have yesterday, but for most the schools haven't started yet. It's still that end of that summer kind of thing, and it just a lot of stuff going on here at the end here, so you feel like it doesn't get really ramped into Labor Day weekend.
August 31st is a good day to have a first game. Actually, that's your first game is August 31st.
I sitting here and just trying to defend?
Good. That's good. that's a good day. No, I do think that my perfect world. I know they want to have everything done before. Hunting and Thanksgiving and all that stuff.
Yep.
It just feels like for me, it's like, I'd rather start a little later and but whatever.
And this year, everything did start later.
It did, yeah. You're right. Because I've been seeing on my social media, memories, and it'd be like, we already had the first game.
Yes.
Oh, we already had the scrimmage. Exactly.
And most of this time, it is. So this is, it's kind of, for us personally, it's like, a double because it's not, we don't have that first week, and we also have it's the farthest they can be back on the WIAA calendar.
Right. And tomorrow, actually, I'll let people know that tomorrow at 10 a.m. you can go over to New McCaffick and see the Cardinals scrimmage. Who do you got coming in?
Athens and Three Lakes it should be both teams are. Were very good last year, and they got quite a few back. Athens does, and Three Lakes, obviously, we played in the regular season the first game. So it's always good to get going against somebody else, and it's a big day for you, obviously. We got our thing tomorrow night. We changed, and
I saw the tent is up.
The tent is up, we're excited to have some people there, and obviously listen to you talk, and we have a good time. You are the hit. Hate admitting it.
It's like one of those old Bob Hope Show acts. Go up there and have our little skit every year. It's almost a little skit.
So Johnny? And who's those guys on
The Tonight Show?
The Tonight Show, yeah. You're Johnny?
I'll be Johnny, and you'll be Burt Reynolds sitting on the couch. Back in the 70s when he was a big superstar. Yeah. So you can be Burt, I'll be Johnny. But you said you play three legs first. You don't play three legs first.
Last year we did.
Oh, you did? Yes. Because I was thinking.
So Phillips, we had Phillips last year, and then Phillips we flipped them.
Yep, okay. Because I was thinking, I thought it was Phillips this year, I think.
And they're actually scrimmaging this morning, so... we'll be able to obviously exchange.
And next Saturday, right here, because we are very proud to be the only Wausau radio station that still brings you live play-by-play sports, and we bring you the Newman Catholic Cardinals. All eight of the games will be either live on the radio or live on our website. Five of which will be live on the radio. Three will be live on the website. So it's a pretty good percentage. That's actually a higher percentage than our other schools.
Yeah, so that's good. So it's a good day.
So you're doing it.
I know it's exciting for you.
Are you going to be listening to me tonight from Superior? You're going to turn on that radio.
It's my after practice, and obviously it's a little shorter today.
See,
My kid's birthday today, so I gotta.
I think the greatest birthday party to be. Say, okay, let's bring the family, gather around the radio.
Around the radio, have a fire going.
Football.
Watch it. Will I tune in? You definitely, I will tune in because obviously you do a great job. Wausau West and East and Everson, we the thing is you get relationships with people and you obviously pull for them and they want to see the best for all these programs. So obviously, Matt does a great job over at West, and we want to so we'll listen in. We'll be listening.
Very cool. We're going to come back, and we're going to turn away from the high school aspect. We'll talk about the Brewers because it's time to update our pizza bet here. We got to have an update.
Well, they got it a little closer the last 2 days.
It was like I was ready to have it put in the oven until the last 2 days. And now, I said to somebody yesterday, I said, I hope we don't talk about that blown lead as sort of some sort of turning point in about a month,
Because it was ugly.
It was ugly, but we're talking about the Brewers. Talk about ugly. Last Sunday night was ugly. As entertainment, as a television program. And we'll have a Seinfeldism about that because yes. That will be coming up as well. So we have an information update, and then we'll talk some Brewers and Packers and more with Paul Micklegg coming up here on 98.9 WXCO. There's a ringing in my head that keeps me awake at night. Sometimes I don't know what is right. Today I saw a car cross the little dog under its wheel. It did not even stop it to spell. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Always love the Fridays, heading to the weekend. And now especially because every Friday is going to involve some football. And last Friday was like the last Friday night. Going to be able to sit around, have a dinner at a normal time because for the next X number of months, even because the hope is, knock on wood, that's the football season goes right up against winter sports.
That's the hope. We're pretty close to it.
Yep. So it's like every Friday night, and that's same for you because obviously you're either preparing for a game on Saturday or having a game yourself. So exciting time. But let's turn to the summer pastime. Baseball. The Brewers had a great run, I tell you. That last weekend against Cleveland, again, the pitching just amazing. I mean, because they were winning low-scoring games again, and that's what they do. Then they got the first game against St. Louis, another low-scoring game, 3-2. Then it looked like they had game number two. They were up 6-4 going to the ninth and let that one slip away. And then yesterday, again, good pitching, but the bats. Again, the bats are sort of the thing that kind of you still get a little nervous about because when the pitching's not A+, all of a sudden, some of the offensive shortcomings kind of pop up, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, their offense, I don't think, is like they're a very timely offense. And if they're not on, if that timely hitting's not there, they're not going to score, you know, 3 to 4 runs by accident. Most of the time, I think, actually, even Tuesday night, I think every one was with 2 outs, if I'm not mistaken.
Boy, they've been good in those situations, haven't they, for the most part?
Yeah, they're actually better with 2 outs than they are with, like,
right.
nobody out
right.
and the guy on second. It takes them a couple outs to get that guy home, it seems like. And but the timing is the key thing for them offensively. Again, I don't think they're going to come out there and score 4 to 5 runs every game. I just don't think that's going to happen.
Let me ask you here, because I want to get your opinion on who's going to save you. Because how many weeks ago was it? Was it 3 weeks ago, 3, 4 weeks ago we made the bet? And at that point you said, who was it? Was Pittsburgh and Cincinnati, was it? Or who was it?
You remember when I, at the beginning of the year, I said Pittsburgh was going to be in last place?
No, they are in last place?
Let's go back to that.
We'll talk about that. I'll give you an opportunity to throw all that right. at me in a moment.
All right.
But
all
who
right.
was it that you said that was going to come up and beat the Brewers in the end? Who was it? Because was it Cincinnati?
Anybody.
Okay, I know, but you had said a couple specifics.
I thought actually Pittsburgh with their pitching was going to be good. And St. Louis is obviously going to St. Louis, those two. Cincinnati, the Cubs, I did not say.
The thing about it and the thing that I said when we made the bet is I just think that none of these teams have the capability of that the Brewers didn't have to be any worse. You know, they could be mediocre or middling the rest of the way and not worry, and that's exactly what's happening because you look at the Cards before this 2-game winning streak, they had lost 7 of 8 games. I mean, they were playing really bad baseball.
Really bad.
Pittsburgh went through a 10-game losing streak. I don't know how that happens when you have Paul Skeens, but that's a whole different discussion.
And they have more than him, too.
Right. And the Reds, I mean, Reds have one of the – De La Cruz, one of the most exciting players in baseball. They're 4 games under 500. And the Cubs, the Cubs are always a sort of a mystery to me because they always seem to have the talent, but – for whatever reason, right now in Chicago, they just are not able to put it together. And then they decide, well, we're not going to try anymore. I mean, they basically announced in the run up to the trade deadline, the GM, well, we're not going to go for it. So they're under 500. All these teams are under 500. They're all terrible. But I think it's an attitude. I just think that if I was a fan of these teams, I would be, you know, sometimes we get a little frustrated because, well, I see the Brewers maybe make a move or two. The Brewers are the Yankees when it comes to, compared to some of these teams. Because these teams, when you're the Reds and the Pirates, you're waiting for their young superstars to be traded because they're not going to win enough to keep them interested, and then they're not going to want to pay them the money either way. But this division is just awful.
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 And the crazy thing is, before the Brewers didn't cash in, they could have been the top seed on Tuesday night. They're a half a game behind or a game behind.
They're still there. I mean, right now, they're only 1 game behind the Phillies, and they are they're 2.5 behind the Dodgers. They'd actually got, you're right.
Yes.
They got right there, and the Dodgers have won a couple, so the Brewers lost a couple of games. But like you said, they got to get to the number 2. Because I do, I think it was you that said it. Somebody said it to me that they got to get the number 2. One of these where they don't have to worry about that best of 3. I mean,
correct. I don't know if they're going to be. Quite frankly, I just don't see them winning 2 out of 3 games. Against any of those teams. I mean, I guess maybe against the Braves, but against
teams that finished behind them, and it's like holy cow.
But they have to play one of those other 2 teams. They're going to be, which they wouldn't, because they would get the 3 seed.
But it doesn't really matter, because it's all the crapshoot. Really is. I mean, that's one of the things about the new baseball format that I don't like is baseball's not meant to be 1 and done or 2 out of 3. It's just not. I mean, it's just not the way it's always been. And I know that's a lousy excuse to try to keep things the same, but that's the way it's always been. That's almost make America great.
Yeah,
we can't do that. but it's always. But at the same time, baseball just different. It's not March Madness. It's not the NFL playoffs where a team can go 15-1 like we've seen the Green Bay Packers and then lose in the playoffs. Baseball's just different, and it would put the Brewers in a really tough spot. I just think they would have everything to lose in that situation, to be honest with you.
Well, it's like anything. The less games you have to play, the better your chances are.
Yeah, who's on the schedule, right?
I mean, that's kind of how this goes. The concerning thing is, They had the hiccups in July with their bullpen, and that's fine because they didn't have everybody, you know, all put in. But Tuesday night, that I mean, they sent down Elvis when Trevor came back to the bullpen. So they had what you would think is their bullpen for the playoffs. And quite frankly, the last two games were lost by the bullpen, yeah, which we haven't talked about much because it hasn't been the problem.
So
it might be a two-game hiccup.
Right. That's the way you left.
Or it might not be.
I know.
Because Mears does have a 5.79 ERA.
You're right. I guess I'm going to be half glass full at this point until we see a couple of more meltdowns at the back.
Well, I mean, if you don't win 2 out of 3 in Oakland, then you kind of start like, yeesh. then you got, you know what I'm saying? You got to win 2 out of 3 in Oakland. Definitely not get swept, but you want to get 2 out of 3 and just kind of secure that, because it's crazy to see what they have. The magic number would be, I think, they like if the Brewers go like 500, the other teams have to go like 30-10 or something like that.
Ain't gonna happen.
It most likely is not gonna. Well, the thing is though, that's not gonna happen. But they still got to play 500 baseball though.
True.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Right. Let's turn to the pack because. For the last number of years, I actually have watched very little preseason football, and I got reminded why on Sunday night. That was
because you don't appreciate watching the game of football.
No,
why not? Well, is that why? No, is that what Chaz is saying?
No, that was a George Costanza game. Why was I watching it? Because it was on TV.
That's why.
That ain't good enough. But and the thing about it is, they would have been better off filming the practices, the joint practices, and showing those on Sunday night rather than the game itself, because all the Packers starters weren't playing. But the question I have for you is, if Jordan Love goes down, are the Packers cooked?
You know, I think we've had this discussion, honestly. I don't know how long we've known each other, what, 20-some years? And I think we probably have said this about Aaron Rodgers.
We did see that one year.
The reality of it is,
they were cooked.
That's the reality, okay? There's a reason why there's a guy that's getting paid a lot of money, and there's a reason why there's a guy that's not getting paid money. Because if the guy that was second was getting paid a lot of money, he wouldn't be sitting behind somebody.
Right.
That's just how this goes.
And the Packer philosophy has always been, it seems, that they don't have a veteran backup. There's always
Get him and raise him up and see if, you know, he gets it, and then they can trade him. You know, Ron Wolf was king of that. Matt Flynn and all those guys. You can go with all those guys in the past.
And when you got guys like Favre and Rodgers, for certain, I mean, when Rodgers, for the most part, was very durable over the years. So it turned out to be the smart way to go about it. But, boy, it feels like, again, we were very fortunate, I thought, last season. Jordan Love showed that he is a very durable guy. He took almost he took
what happens to our punter? He almost got hurt the other night. Do we have a backup?
Are you looking at me like you're serious?
If that's our concern, my more concern was that I didn't think they played any good football that night.
But they had none of their starters out there.
Exactly. So then why are you saying the quarterback, he didn't have the starters around him?
Am I going out on a far limb here by implying that the quarterback's kind of an important player in the National Football League? Am I going the quarterback, or
the backup quarterback?
The quarterback, the starting quarterback.
You're not talking about the starting quarterback.
I am talking about the starting quarterback. I'm saying
Jordan Love is not. He's starting quarterback.
Yes, I'm saying that.
You're talking about Sean Clifford.
You are just really. You are so annoying at times. Just so annoying. You just say, you sit here just wanting to,
I'm going to go the opposite way. Because I've heard like all week people are like, the sky is falling.
I'm not saying the sky is falling, but you want to have a guy that can at least play a little, and Clifford didn't look like he could play.
But he didn't have the starters in there with him. You said it. You just literally said it.
But he didn't look good.
But he didn't have the starters around them.
Okay, are you – okay, I'm going to throw it this way then.
Okay.
Try to get to a point here because we're having a hard time finding a point. So if Sean Clifford is, say, Jordan Love, you find out he's out for the first 4 weeks, whatever. You say, okay, Sean Clifford with the starters.
Yes.
You're okay with that.
No, I'm not saying where I'm okay with that. Okay. But tell me a backup that you would be.
I'm not – brother.
Tell me a backup. No, seriously, tell me a backup that they can go out and get right now.
I haven't researched it to that level. I've been watching, like you said last night, important stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Is that why? I mean, the thing is, Fields, you know, and Wilson.
Colin Kaepernick would be a step up, and they'd get him for pretty low numbers. Even after 7 years or whatever.
I was going to say he hasn't played football for a long time. I mean, do we know that? I mean, but honestly, I don't know who is out there.
He'd at least be able to run around. We saw that.
Clifford did. He was running around. I don't know.
And again, I know what you're saying. And the thing is, Clifford actually, I mean, last year, you remember last year in the preseason? There were actually some people on the social media.
One of them started.
Oh, it's like, holy cow, we're going to see him as the starting quarterback before this season is over.
Yep. So that's why I was basically getting to is that this is all, if Love is hurt, we're not as good. That's just a fact.
And one final topic here in the last 2 minutes. Next Friday night, the Wisconsin Badgers kick off.
Oh, no.
They kick off next Friday night.
I'll be watching.
That's my point.
No, I'm saying.
They are dead. They are dead to me next Friday. They are dead to me. I will not talk about them. I will not report on them. That game
What about the week after when the Packers play?
They're dead to me.
The Packers are too?
The Packers are dead to me in 2 weeks. Dead. D-E-D.
But are you telling me, though, in that situation for the Packers, you can't say that because...
It's the National Football League deciding we're playing a game on Friday night.
No,
they didn't have to play on Friday night.
Yeah, but the travel and stuff, they have to come back and play?
They didn't have to play on Friday night. They did not have to
play
on
When did you
Friday.
Want them to play?
They could have played on Wednesday night. That would have been better.
Wednesday night?
They could have had a doubleheader on Thursday. Remember the old days of Monday Night Football?
Yeah.
Could have had a doubleheader. Friday night is high school night.
Oh. So the Badgers
next Friday are dead to me.
So we're never going to talk about them again.
No. For those games. Those games will not exist.
So you're not going to talk
about them. Those games will not exist.
I want to hear you tomorrow morning tell Sully we can't talk about that game.
Well, I can't tell Sully to not, but I can be dead to it on this side of the table.
I'm going to definitely listen to that back.
I know. You will listen to it back. Dead. D-E-D.
Non-existent.
Non-existent next Friday, because I will be doing a game on Friday of next week.
I want to see you not talk about the Packers that whole week against the Eagles.
Dead.
Not one time. Not dead. One word. You got this marked down in the booth over there, I hope.
All right, well, thanks a lot.
You have a great weekend, and I know you're busy, and we'll see you a lot.
We'll be back next Friday not talking about the Badgers.
I'm sure we'll have a lot of other stuff to talk about.
We'll be right back here on WXCO. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is Friday, August the 23rd of 2024, day number 236 of this year. Yep, 236. We are down to 130 days remaining in this year. And a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. Where the heck am I? I promise you there are some famous events that have occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1784, Eastern Tennessee declared itself an independent state under the name of Franklin. You're wondering, why haven't we heard about this? Well, the step was rejected by the United States Congress 1 year later. On this date in 1968, Ringo Starr temporarily quit the Beatles, but he did come back. On this date in 2000, Richard Hatch was the first winner of the TV show Survivor. On this date in 2012, Lance Armstrong, the 7-time Tour de France winner, announced he would not contest the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency's charges of doping, a result which would include being stripped of all of his Tour de France victories.
Ouch.
And on this date in 2017, the world's driest place, non-polar, the Atacama Desert in Chile, bloomed after unexpected rainfall.
Well, there you go.
Some famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. Barbara Eden played Jeannie on I Dream of Jeannie. Beautiful woman. Still, boy, if you see her today, she's still a very beautiful woman, turning 93 years old today. Richard Sanders from one of my favorite shows, WKRP in Cincinnati, played newsman Les Nessman, winner of the Buckeye News Hawk Award, winner multiple times of the coveted Silver Sow Award, and a man who reported on Chai Chai Rodriguez.
Also the famous turkey drop as well.
And the famous turkey drop.
It's almost like the turkeys were organized.
Exactly. So Richard Sanders, the great Les Nessman on WKRP, turning 84 years old today. Actor Shelley Long played Diane Chambers on Cheers, is 75 years old today. Also turning 75, singer Rick Springfield, Jesse's Girl, made it to the top of the charts. Actor and comic Jay Moore is 41. Actor Scott Kahn of Hawaii Five-O is 48. Actor Joanne Froggatt of Downton Abbey is 44. Jamie Lee Kirchner of Bull is 43 years old today. And Francesca Riehl played Heather Holloway on Stranger Things, 30 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from 98.9 WXCO. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Buttered Corn Day.
Mm-hmm.
It is Cuban Sandwich Day. It is Hug Your Sweetheart Day.
Uh-huh.
It is International Day for the Remembrance of the Slave Trade and its Abolition. It is Sponge Cake Day. It is Ride the Wind Day. It is Get to Know Your Customers Day. It is Cheap Flight Day. So those are the special events being acknowledged here today.
Honestly, I think the cheap flight day should be every day.
You're right. It probably should be.
And more people could probably afford to fly more often.
Yep, absolutely. All right. It is time again for our number for the day quiz. We give Ian Welsh three choices every day. So based on the math, he should get one out of every three, right? So 33% is the ultimate lowest that we can. He has to be above that to be satisfactory.
Yes.
I'm almost not willing to call it a win anymore because that's kind of a low target in my opinion.
Yeah.
So, I
think the goal should be like
the win.
2 out of 5.
That's what you have to get, 2 out of 5, to be above 33%. So that is where we are right now. The goal has to be 3 out of 5.
Yeah.
Because
three out of five.
You got to get more right than wrong. That's the way I look at it.
It's a winning.
Again, you're satisfactory if you get above 33%. That's like a C.
We could shoot higher, though, for a B.
But if you really want to, if you want to really be one of the top students in class, you got to get at least 3 out of 5 every week. And right now, you're 2 out of 4 this week. So that means a chance for a true winning week. You've had a satisfactory week.
Yes.
But we want put a gold star on the test week.
Yes.
That's the way you look at it.
Gold star week.
Yep. So number for the day.
Okay.
The number of pounds of trash a typical American family produces each day.
Each.
Yep. So
day.
The pounds of trash a typical American family produces each day.
Okay.
All right. Is the correct answer 12 pounds of trash? Is the correct answer 18 pounds of trash? Is the correct answer 24 pounds of trash?
Average pounds of trash that the average family
produces each day.
Day.
So 12,
week,
18, 24.
Well, okay. Well, I've been on a hot streak and I'm going to keep it going. But
yes, you do.
Trying to overthink it, but I'm going to say the average family produces 12 pounds of trash every day. I'm going with A. I'm going with the lowest answer. That's my final answer. I'm going with 12 pounds.
All right. The number of pounds of trash a typical American family produces each day is 18.
Ooh, it was the middle
it
number.
It was the middle. So where was mom's advice today? Oh. Go with the middle.
You stuck with the middle answer.
No, it's all good. So still a good week. It's still 40%, 2 out of 5. It's still, again, what we would consider, you know, a successful week, and you continue your role there. So
next week we get to do it all over again and shoot for that 3 for 5.
Mark. Exactly. So Ian, have yourself a good week.
And you too, Chad. Happy Friday, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Tonight, Wausau West at Superior. Marathon hosting Pittsville. Wausau West of Superior, live 98.9 WXCO and online. Marathon versus Pittsville, 6:35 live on the Sports 2 stream of BullFallsRadio.com and the Civic Media app, and on tape delay following the West game on 98.9. So be with us tonight for a big night of high school football, and we'll be back here 8 o'clock sharp on Monday on BullFallsRadio 98.9 and 12:30.